Fucking George!
So...
Long live the king, motherfuckers!
No, not long live the king. What the fuck? No.
Because he's dead.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
Didn't realize you were listening. I think I'll pull my pants back up now.
Yeah. I'll put these 13 stars back in my pants, save them for later.
So... Saga just showed me a video of him driving around somebody's house who had a Union Jack flag hanging outside their house, and he was doing laps back and forth in front of their house, blasting Yankee Doodle out of his car's speakers with the windows down. That might be the most American thing I've ever fucking
seen. A Yankee Doodle came to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Yes!
The original version of that song gets me amped. I actually play it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, not like the fucking stupid kid version.
No, it gets me fired up. It's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so... That's fantastic. All right, guys, so we are on day one of the Massachusetts lockdown because of the Chinese coronavirus.
And Charlie Baker, but, you know...
Well, yeah. All right, so how many days until people start eating each other?
Until people start eating each other? Freaking, I bet it's happening right now.
Well, okay.
No, but seriously, it's, I mean, I'd give it like a...
Well, not people eating each other, but in all seriousness, how long, if this was to stay up, how long do you think it would be until shit went down?
So shit goes crazy?
Yeah, like people like fuck this when we're done and they start like killing each other.
Until it gets fucking... things are going to have to start to go downhill. Like the hospitals and stuff, they're going to have to start running out. Which might be at the end of this week or the week after or something like that. Because that's what New York City was talking about.
Oh yeah, they're like begging for ventilators from the federal government.
But in fucking other places... Cuomo. I mean, shit's going to go crazy in other places faster. Because fucking... In other places, you can't keep your fucking places in the country in like LA and fucking New York and Philly and stuff like that. I heard about. You can't fucking keep your own restaurant open and stuff like that. But people can rob your restaurant and get away with it. They're not gonna fucking do anything about it.
Yeah, Philadelphia, they changed the laws so that any theft under $200 is not punishable.
Insane,
dude. If I lived in Philadelphia, I would just be stealing things. I'm not even kidding. They literally changed the law.
What would you do if you had a restaurant, dude? I'd be sitting in there with my boys with shotguns, like, waiting for someone to come in there.
Dude, it's insane.
There's going to be black market food going around down there.
Dude, the thing about that, the big thing with, like, oh, you can't get arrested or fined or anything, it's been completely... Theft under $200 in value has been decriminalized. So it's like, so I would just not pay for groceries anymore. I just walk in a Stop and Shop and fill up a cart with stuff and walk out. Like,
what the fuck are these places thinking?
They're just you take a wild guess who, what political party controls the legislature?
The Liberals!
What was that?
The Liberals!
Well, yeah.
Fucking, but, I mean, I'm not saying all Democrats are bad, but like fucking, this is insane. You can't just release all these criminals and allow crime and everything. This is fucked. And in this situation, you're escalating what the fuck's going to go on here. Like, those places, shit's going to go down soon. Like, within a month.
Especially when you have hundreds of thousands of people in, like, those are huge cities where there's, like, the greater city's population is something like, you know, a couple million. And it's like... What do you think's gonna happen when you have a couple million people that like can't get food? They're eating each other.
It's gonna go insane.
And then they're gonna eat me.
What are they gonna do with these homeless people too? Like, what's,
eat them.
What's going on here? They're gonna eat them, or are they gonna arrest these homeless people? What's freaking?
I don't know. My thing is this, dude. If I was homeless in Philadelphia, I'd be like, this is the greatest time to ever be alive and be homeless. Because you can just steal shit.
You do whatever you want.
I could just be like, all right, well, I'm just going to go get food. I'd go somewhere and I would steal, like, a pair of pants from a pair of dress pants. A dress shirt, one at a time, because it's all under $200. Just keep taking stuff.
Steal all that stuff. You know what I mean? Steal building materials. I'd build myself a shack onto some bridge or something like that.
Like a really well-made, like, legitimate shack. Okay. It's a house.
Steal whatever I could steal a day under $200. Freaking cops crawl by checking out. Just like, yep, it's my $200 for today.
Yeah. They're like, all right, have a nice day, sir. Have a good day in the city of brotherly love. Yeah. Like, do you know the amount of small businesses and restaurants and bars and stuff that are going to go under because of this?
It's going to be insane.
It's not a joke. You're going to have if this goes for a while, if this goes even like 3 weeks, a month, you are going to have a lot of people that are going to go under. Their businesses will collapse and they'll be bankrupt.
Right. And it's great that some states, not all of them, they're allowing these places to stay open and do deliveries and pickups and stuff like that. That might hold them over for a long time.
You know Bars I mean? Are closed, though.
Bars are closed. That's going to fuck a lot of places because that's a huge money bringer right there.
Money bringer.
Money bringer. I don't know if anybody's used that term, but that's what it is.
That's what... Hold on, give me a moment. Let me light up my Tesoros Cubano.
But yes, it's freaking... This is insane. Did you hear about, looking this up the other day, I don't know how to say her first name, Elevange or whatever, Lily, she's
Evangeline Lily?
Evangeline, that's how you say it.
From Lost, from Ant-Man?
Yeah, and from Ant-Man, she said that, she's still bringing her kids to, camp and gymnastics and stuff. She's stupid, but
She's gorgeous, though.
She also made a point. She was like, I'm not going to restrict my freedom because of all this stuff. She's like, I still want to go out and have a good time. She's like, I'm still advocating that we freaking...
Social distance
and
wash your hands.
Wash your hands and stuff like that. I think a lot of people took her out of context and freaking made a big deal out of what she said. That freaking one of the Game of Thrones stars was like, fuck you. You're an idiot or something.
I'd be like, fuck you. You were part of the worst show ever.
Yeah. But yeah, so on one side she's stupid, on the other side she's like, you know what, there is a real concern with, and she mentioned government taking freaking control in some places and stuff.
Sounds to me like Evangeline Lilly is a little bit of a libertarian.
Sounds to me that way too. She mentioned she was worried about martial law and stuff like that, and I was like, that's a real concern right now.
Did you see me arguing with one of our friend's girlfriends online about this? Mm-hmm. She was saying, or I don't know, she just shared something about, like, you know, stay inside, basically. And I was like, fuck that. I was like, I'm going to do what I want to do. Like, I'm going to wash my hands. I'm going to be clean. I'm going to practice good hygiene. But it's like, I was like, I'm going to go see my girlfriend. I'm going to come hang out with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not just going to sit in my house. Mm-hmm. I'm just not going to do it. Like,
right. Well, here's my thing with that. I mean, me and you see the same people every day, right? And if we're the only two people we see during this whole thing, and that doesn't change, that's not a problem, right? Shouldn't be a problem.
Shouldn't be.
You know?
I mean, your girl's probably the problem.
She's the problem, but, like...
How good does it feel to say that she's the problem? And finally admit it.
It has meaning.
Feels good.
I mean, she's doing a good thing, you know? Yeah. Freaking, it just sucks that with everything that's going on, and other people that are still working, you included, are getting freaking extended pay and, like, different hours and stuff.
Yeah, the company that I work for, I was complaining about a lot, but it, not gonna lie, what they have going right now is a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good deal. I'm working 16 hours a week right now, getting paid for 40.
It's fantastic.
It's a good goddamn deal.
But fucking, she is freaking, she's a nurse, and she's not getting any difference in pay, and...
That is kind of fucked up. Like, I know it's part of the job.
It is part of the job, on one hand.
But it's like, I mean, you couldn't at least give them, like, a little bit of a boost, even like an extra dollar an hour? Jesus Christ.
Not even that. It's like... Their standards at the hospital have not changed that much. Like when people come into the hospital and stuff like that in different places, I'm not sure about her hospital. I've heard about different ones where they they have to ask about different symptoms and stuff like that, and they can't come out of the waiting room without letting them know, like, what the hell's going on with where they've been and their symptoms, and have they had any of these symptoms of this virus in the past couple of weeks. But as far as the hospital staff, they can only wear a mask if they're specifically giving a test for the coronavirus. That's it. They don't have any other mask or anything like that. They only have enough for that.
Is this my chance to, like pat myself on the back and say that I donated 390 masks to Brockton Hospital tonight?
Right. And those,
for the emergency room?
And, like, she's going to hand those out personally to her coworkers. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be for them.
I was going to say, that should be for the emergency room only.
Yeah.
Like, don't be giving that to the floors and anything like that. It's like, no, this is for the nurses and the doctors in the ER.
Yeah.
Do you think some of them are wearing respirators? Like the one that I have? If I was a nurse, I'd be wearing one of those.
I hope so. Because, like,
I just wear it all day. I'd literally just keep it on all day.
I'd get if I was going to be around people that could possibly have the coronavirus all day, I'd get one of those, and I'd just, you know, that one has replaceable, like...
Yeah, you can take the filters off. So that's an N95. That's an N95.
So, yeah, I'd just get that, and I'd buy a bunch of filters. You know what I mean? And, like...
Most filters last a while, too. It's not like, oh, a day later you change the filter. Those last a long time, I think.
Yeah. And, I mean, the hospital would have to determine how long they want to keep the filters on for the virus or whatever, but...
Yeah, what's the safe, safe amount of time?
But, like, if I worked at the hospital, I'd buy myself one of those if the hospital wasn't buying me one for myself, which they probably should be doing. Freaking... And,
yeah, it's, dude, and I was pumped I got all those masks for cheap, because I got my discount on everything.
It's great.
Guess how much I paid for those? Almost 400 masks.
How much?
$30.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's fantastic.
That's it. With my discount, it was $30.
See, though, like, you can get 400 masks like that. It's like, do they not have enough masks just for medical staff? Come on. Fucking,
I don't mean, they're probably burning through them.
I'm sure they're burning,
because you can only use it once. Like, literally, you see one patient, you have that thing on, you gotta, I mean, the smart thing to do, especially if someone has a contagious disease, whether it's corona or not, just if you're in the hospital and you're in a room with a patient who has something that's contagious, it's like, throw the mask out when you walk out of the room. You know what I mean? You're I'll keep it on and go into another patient's room.
Right.
Like, you gotta get rid of that.
Right.
And they're just the little blue surgical masks.
It'd be great if they could have it so, like, they could have these people lined up and just check them one after another, so they don't have to take the freaking stuff off. They could do a bunch of people in a row and then come out of the room, take the mask off, and freaking wash up or whatever they need to do. But I'm sure it doesn't work perfectly like that. There's no way.
These cigars are so dry. They're so dry.
They're quite dry. Yeah,
they're still good.
I need a humidor.
You gotta buy one, man.
Yeah.
God damn. Why don't you buy one from Thompson Cigar?
Do that. Are they shipping it from China?
I don't think so. I think most of it's made in America.
All right, that's good.
I'll do it through my account, because you'll get the military discount.
Fantastic.
And free shipping.
Fantastic.
Yeah, free shipping, and they give you a discount.
Very good, very good. But yeah.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's mad at China for all of this?
No, I think they need to be legitimately, seriously reprimanded. Not just by the United States. I think every country in the world should come down hard on them. Like, I think it would be unbelievable if all the countries in the world, or at least all the countries that have the ability to, banned imports from China.
Yeah, I mean...
Because China would collapse. They are an exporter nation.
Right.
So it's like, dude, ban everything that they export, and their economy will collapse.
Like, we're very freaking dependent on China and fucking...
To a point, though. I mean...
For a lot of stuff. But, like, other countries, especially European countries and stuff like that, they're pretty self-dependent with a lot of stuff. Especially, like, crops.
So are we.
And stuff like that.
Crops, we're like, completely independent.
No, not us on crops. I mean, a lot of our stuff comes from, like, South America and stuff like that.
Well, no, but I'm talking about, like, the necessities.
Yeah.
Like, grain.
Like... We have a lot of
grain. We don't get grain from other places, man. That's American. Like,
yeah.
Grain, steak. like livestock. That's fucking American.
A lot of it is. A lot of it's not, though. A lot of it probably comes from big farms and fucking other places and stuff, Canada. Like, and stuff like that.
Why don't us, Canada, and I mean, this is probably stupid because I think this is, I think we do have a trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, but like, us, Canada, and Mexico should just team up.
We could get every fruit, vegetable, or whatever we want.
Between those three countries? Dude?
All the freaking zones we need, right?
Not to mention, you know how much that would help Mexico? Mexico would be pumped.
Right?
Like, it'd be like, we're exporting so much to Canada. And
Mexico's got a lot of oil down there, too, right?
I think so. Yeah. Not to mention, you know how pumped Mexico must be that we are their neighbor? Because we're, without a doubt, we're their best buyer.
Yeah.
Of their stuff, like... Because... Think about it. There's a ton of stuff that gets made in Mexico.
Right.
A lot. And not as much as China, but, like, how often? You pick stuff that's made in Mexico all the time. A lot of food.
Friggin', I heard this a lot before, a while ago. Different podcasts I've heard this for. China fucks Mexico. They're a big reason their economy's fucked up.
In what way? What do they do?
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we're their biggest buyer and fucking... If we went through Mexico more and stuff like that. And there's a lot of corporations in Mexico that are controlled by Chinese influence and stuff like that. And this is all just stuff I'm hearing from other people, and I could be messing it up, but it makes sense that they're... Because American companies don't do this as much anymore. With the Chinese companies come over and they build their factories in Mexico for fucking dirt cheap and fuck everybody down there.
I love that Trump put those huge tariffs on China.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they pay a ton of import taxes now.
Right.
Which is good.
And I've heard different things about that because so many people are fucking after about that and saying their companies are going out of business because of these tariffs and stuff like that. But there's a lot of people that are benefiting from it as well.
Yeah. More people are buying stuff made in America, and a lot of companies are moving their factories and stuff to the United States because we are the biggest consumer economy in the world.
Yeah.
So if you make it more profitable for a company to have their... to build the stuff in the United States as opposed to importing it, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, fucking 320 million people that love spending money.
Right. So, I mean, like, of course there's downfalls to it. Like, of course some places are going to go under because of it. But there's a lot of places that are doing a lot better because of it. It's just one point of view versus the other. Freaking. But this benefits our economy more clearly. Freaking. Based on what was happening before the virus, anyway. Fucking.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nobody could have saved the economy during this virus.
Although, did you see today?
What?
The Dow had the largest increase in a single day since 1933.
Shit.
Fucking skyrocketed today. Mm-hmm. The stock, like, did you see any of the stocks today or anything?
No,
like that?
No.
Went through the roof today.
Damn.
And it's because... Congress is getting really close to passing a stimulus package to, like, which is going to be that thing where they give money to everybody, which is kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. But
did you recently get some stocks, by the way? I saw you post that thing.
Yeah, you should make an account with them.
I might throw some.
They give you free stock.
Do they?
Yeah, you get one free stock
when
you sign up. I have so it started. I got a share of Halliburton, which is an oil and construction company.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm gonna start. I don't know about like even doing like
you some, put like small stocks in there. You have to. Is there a minimum for, or is it just based on different companies?
Yeah, it's just the different companies. It's whatever their stocks are valued at the time. There's a company in there's a weed company called Aurora Cannabis.
Yeah,
in Colorado. Guess how much a share of their stock is right now?
What?
68 cents a share. I was like, I'm about to buy a ton of these, and if they explode, you know how much money you'd make?
I think weed's still essential in most places because it's medical.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of stuff, yeah.
So that'll keep going up.
Yeah. That, I don't think Colorado's done, like, a lockdown or anything like that. I think they're still open.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't know about this. How many states are actually on lockdown?
Like six, I
think. Like, are there states that... don't have any cases?
No. Every state has cases, but there are states that are very minorly affected as of now, or at least as of, you know, what they know.
Crazy. This shit's nuts. freaking... We were all wrong about this.
Yep. No 12 days ago... Or sorry, 14 days ago, there were 92 cases in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. There's over 1,100 now.
Yeah.
And nine people have died.
Nine people died. Massachusetts.
Yeah. Wild. Freaking crazy. It is, man. It's... And that's why I'm saying, I think China's got to pay, man. It's their fault this is happening. Like, they literally silenced journalists and imprisoned doctors and stuff that tried to warn people.
Whether or not this came from a wet market or it was a freaking biological weapon or something like that, they definitely promoted the spread of this in China.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You can't convince me otherwise.
And they're fucking up our fatherland, too. Italy's getting rocked by this right now.
They fucked it.
The whole country's on lockdown. The entire country's on lockdown.
Italy's bad because, one, I mean...
They have an old population.
Wicked old population. Freaking people live forever in Italy. They have...
And it's like the perfect climate for the disease.
Yeah.
Which is bad. It's warm and, like, subtropical, and it's, like, comfortable.
Yeah. Well, they're saying that a warmer weather... Like, they're saying the summer might...
See, that's what I heard, too, but then at the same time, I read that the reason it's spreading so much in Italy is because it's warm.
Might be because it's warm and humid.
I mean, it's humid as fucking Massachusetts.
It is, too. Maybe the central of the country will do well in the summer or something.
Oh, good. That means we're going to get fucked.
Yeah, we'll get fucked. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think it's just because of the age.
I think that's a big thing. And they have a very, very intimate culture. There's a lot of touching.
Yeah.
Between people, and that spreads the disease.
Yep. Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's not good.
But yeah. Haven't heard much about any other countries in Europe, though. I don't know, like...
Oh, Germany's on complete lockdown.
Germany's on complete
lockdown. You can't have more than 2 people together.
Wow.
In Germany. I'm not kidding. They're under effectively martial law. Germany's completely shut down.
I'm not surprised.
France closed their borders entirely to everybody. They're completely locked down.
And those places are very freaking socialist. I'm not surprised that they're freaking like that, so...
Fucking Germany. God damn it. But no, it's,
Supposedly, there's not... Anything in, like, doing. Africa. I'm wondering how England's doing. England would go crazy with this because they are freaking super controlling of everything in that country, so.
That makes me sad how controlling the English government is now. Because, like, obviously they've always had big government, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, they... Our ideas of liberty are based on English philosophy.
Right, because they wanted their markets to flourish. They were capitalist... Freaking
that, mercantilist, the old school term, mercantilism.
Yeah,
but like,
it's probably based off the term of merchants.
Oh, yeah,
That
and like the ideas of like property rights and everything. Like, John Locke was English, our founding fathers were English, they were all educated in English law. That's why they believed what they believed. They were students of English philosophy and stuff like that. And now it's like, what happened to the English? They don't have freedom anymore. They don't have freedom. Like,
I'm sure there's still a lot of proud English people, but like, they don't like the government and the news from that country doesn't make them come off as like proud to be English. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think they're definitely proud to be English because. Brexit happened.
Well, Brexit happened.
You know what I mean? Like, that's
a lot because of the older population there. That's a big part of the older population. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, the older population counts. They're definitely patriotic.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely patriotic. But a lot of the younger population and then all of the immigrants are obvious. For the majority of them,
Have you ever listened to Nigel Farage?
No.
He's the English MP. Which I think is their equivalent of a senator, who was, like, at the forefront of Brexit. Dude, that guy is awesome.
Hmm.
Like, you listen to him talk, it's like, the old school Brits would be proud of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, you know, it's just crazy to think, like, because no matter what anyone says, Britain is our best friend in the world, of the United States.
They are.
By far. Like, they're our parent country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, One, they speak English. That's literally like one of the biggest things. We share the same language. Mm-hmm. And we also have a very similar culture. Like, we're from them. Like, obviously, if you go to, like, the southwestern part of the United States, it's a little different.
We just turned it. I must be maybe in the bed there or, like, somewhere on the chair or something. It's somewhere in her room. We just turned the TV on and off.
The one that you changed the channel with.
Sorry about that.
We're back. We had an interruption because there was a missing TV remote.
Yeah. It's always a fight, you know?
Yeah. But no, the Brits are our best friends. Culturally, I think if you... The only part... Like, if you go to, the southwestern part of the United States, obviously that is not like the British at all because it's Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot more in common with Mexico and with Spain.
Right. Well, I mean... As you get more west in our country overall, that's where stuff changes more from, you know, British culture. Even the accents and everything, like a Boston accent is a British accent. It's close to a British accent, you know what I mean?
That's why I always point out to people, when people make fun of the Boston accent, I'm like, yeah, we speak the way English is supposed to be spoken.
Yeah.
We don't pronounce our I's. Like, that's, have you ever listened to a British person talk? They don't pronounce their I's either.
Yeah.
Like... They'll, like...
It's like a grittier version of a British accent.
Yeah, like... I'm trying to think of what... Like, you listen to some... Like... Oh, fuck. What, like, I'm trying to think of just a sentence with R's in it. Like... You're a proper twat. Like, yeah, they, like, say I was a proper. Like, they
would... Had to throw a twat in there, didn't you?
Twat. I love that that's, like, their... They use that a lot.
In it.
In it. In it. Oh, cheerio. Fucking. God.
Yeah, but I love British terms and stuff like that.
I love the British.
They're great.
I think they're hilarious. And
I love that. When my buddy was over here in college, a couple friends I had from England, and they were...
They're bloody hilarious.
They're funny. They'll be like... Then we get in line at the dining hall and be like, oh, I want to get in the queue? And
I'd be like, queue? I'd be like, bro, a queue is like what you use on the computer when you're queuing up like the next video to watch, bro. Like,
it's funny. I loved all their different terminology and stuff.
That's fun.
And it's funny. If you hang out with different people, like if you sit in a room and or like you're hanging out with all people from England for a while, you're going to start talking like them.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
You pick it up. You know what I mean? Same thing with them being here. They pick up
different... pick up American slang and American terminology.
Yeah.
But, like, and again, what countries would you say are America's best allies? I'm not talking militarily. I'm just saying, like, we are incredibly tight with them. What countries?
England. And then France, historically, you know, just...
Yeah.
We're pretty close with them. And we do share a lot of stuff with France. I mean...
Well, we got a lot of stuff from them.
We got a lot of stuff
from
them.
Yeah, a lot of our...
It's like, our languages aren't the same, but we... I mean, we did take a lot of stuff from French language.
There's a lot of French words in the English language.
There's a lot of influence from there.
Rendezvous?
Yeah.
Like, we use that word all the time.
I think barbarian comes from...
No, barbarian.
Oh, savage. It's savage.
Is it?
Because in French, sauvage means people of the forest.
That's awesome.
And we called the natives savages.
Savages. People of the forest. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Barbarian comes from Greek. Barbaroi.
Mm.
People who speak like bar. That's how literally that's what it means.
Okay.
Because that's how all the barbarians sounded the same to the Greeks, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
Just imagining like friggin'. Like Alexander, like dealing with some northern barbarians, and he's just like, oh, God damn it! It's like you fucking savages.
All these big mountain people come down. The Greeks are standing there, and they're like a foot taller than them, and they're like, bar.
Yeah, like Jesus. Like, you know what's funny? The Greeks are mountain people.
They are. It's very mountainous.
Dude, the whole country is mountainous. Like, the whole fucking country is mountains.
They're a bunch of little Daves.
Oh my god.
Literally with the beard and everything.
Yeah, man. I was going to say, and the other country that we're super, super, super tight with is Australia.
Australia, yeah.
Like, Australia has always had our back in most things. Like, they're, and again, it's because we share the same culture. You know what I mean? And Australia's even more like us than England is. Australia's full of all the people that the British didn't like.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they put all their rejects there.
Yeah, all the criminals. It was a penal colony.
Yeah.
Like, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that they sent all the prisoners there, and now, like, Australia is, like, a gorgeous, warm country.
It is.
And, like, England's rainy and dark and cold. No wonder the English were so fucking angry.
It's a very, like, free country, too.
It is. Like, well, to a point.
To a point.
Compared to American freedom, no, but just, like...
Compared to English freedom.
But even just, like, social freedom.
Yeah,
social freedom. Like, the Australians are very relaxed. They're not a... They're relaxed
people,
yeah. Yeah, they're not, like, a very aggressive people in the sense of, like, judging people or, I don't know, just, like, forcing things on people.
Mm-hmm.
I've always heard that, like, it's funny, Australia is England's Texas.
I'd agree with that.
They're basically, or, no, that's not what it is. They're British Texans, like, is how I've heard it said. Because they really are. They all, a lot of them have guns. I know they have that mandatory buyback thing. But it's like, a lot of them still have guns. Mm. A lot of Australians have guns. Might not be pistols.
Well, hunting's huge in Australia.
Oh, it's massive.
People come from all over the world to hunt in Australia.
Yeah, that and a lot of the population lives in relatively rural areas.
Yeah. Where they probably and New Zealand. People go hunt in New Zealand all the time.
You know, New Zealand, there's more sheep than people.
Yeah, because they're invasive.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Nothing eats the sheep there.
Except the people.
Except the people.
I'd be like... Lamb chops. Let's go. Right. Where's the lamb sauce? I'm sorry.
Lamb's good. It's good shit.
I don't know if I've ever had lamb.
Oh, it's great. You get it in most grocery stores and stuff like that, too. I got a bunch of them last week. Freaking little lamb chops I bought. Good stuff.
So, everybody who listened to the Mike Badman O'Han podcast... We're sorry the fight got canceled.
Yeah.
Because of the fucking coronavirus. Was, that sucked, man.
I was so disappointed. I was so looking forward to that. That was going to be fantastic. Never been to a fucking boxing match in person before.
No?
No, I had never been to any other Mike's fights. I was very excited to go see him fight. And after I had met him and talked to him and his trainer, learned that whole story, I was like, this is going to be
great. But Mike, Josh, we'll have you guys on again. Whenever the next fight gets scheduled and things are back on track, we'll have you guys back on. And
yeah.
We'll absolutely. You know, definitely talk again and do a pre-show for the fight.
Mm-hmm. Do we fight off the virus? You can fight off your next opponent.
Smash they face.
Yeah, smash they face.
Smash.
Speaking of smashing faces, freaking that hot boxing... With Tyson, with Eminem, when Tyson was talking about, he's like, I just gotta hurt them people, man. I was like, oh my god, he's a savage. But like, if I hurt people, I get better, I get more money. I just had to keep hurting people. I had to keep killing. And I was like, Jesus Lord, this man is a savage. But he was like,
he's not anymore. Though.
He was like, but I felt bad for them afterwards. But like,
seen it, right? Every time he knocked someone down, he always ran over to pick them up.
Yeah,
not when he knocked them down. When he knocked them out,
it was like, hey. I don't know his mentality exactly. I can kind of get a sense of it, but like, it was like, kill you, kill you, kill you. Okay, you're dead. I'm gonna pick you up and help you up now. Like. That's what it looks like on screen. Yeah. You know?
I love Mike Tyson. He's fucking awesome.
He's awesome. He's cool.
So, did you see that the Republicans tried to get that stimulus package passed where they were going to send the money out to everybody? And the Democrats voted against it. And then they tried to force in a bunch of shit in there.
They're about doing the Green
New Deal.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, yeah, we're not... signing the stimulus package unless, like, Green New Deal stuff is in there. And in this, there was also $34 million going to the Kennedy Center.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of weird shit.
There are some shady motherfuckers.
They're doing some weird stuff.
Dude, I hate the Democratic Party. I'm straight out. I fucking hate them. Like, they're scumbags.
They're flip-flopping on stuff that they wanted 2 weeks ago, and now they're saying, like, now they're shitting on Trump for it. it's fucking crazy. That stuff. They were advocating for that 2 weeks ago, and now that the Republicans are pushing for it, too, they're like, no. Like, you're an idiot. Like, we're not going to do this stuff.
I'm not going to lie. Trump's actually done a pretty good job handling everything.
I mean, like,
the coronavirus.
He's like, saying stupid stuff. He always says stupid stuff.
That's just him, but in terms of his actual fucking policies and his response to the government, like, he's doing a pretty good job.
He's doing okay. Like, I mean, no one's going to do a great job
with this. No, what the fuck?
No, like, president expects this bullshit to happen. It's the 21st century. Oh, it's fucking, we're expecting fucking every freaking virus that comes up. We have a good medical system. Yeah. We can handle this shit.
Did you see today he was talking about he wants to reopen the country's economy by Easter? Because he was like, we cannot have the economy shut down.
He's like, I really hope he can.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. He was saying that, he was like, people are talking about the deaths from the coronavirus. He was like, if the economy is shut down and all these businesses are shuttered for 3-4 weeks, he was like, there are going to be more deaths due to that than the coronavirus. He's like, people are going to commit suicide. People are going to kill each other. Like, the biggest thing, seriously, is suicide. Dude, if you have all these people going to financial ruin.
A lot of people that will commit suicide.
And I was like,
there's a lot of people that will just stop caring about this virus, too, and start doing what their freaking jobs and going back to life, and it'll get more people infected.
I was going
to
say, how long until Americans get tired of this bullshit? Of like, oh, you got to stay inside and everything, like, and where it's just like, no. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hang out with my friends. I'm going to go shopping. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
I'm going back to work.
I need to go to the grocery store. I need to go get a fucking beer. I need to do whatever the fuck I need to do. And it's like, if it comes to that, which I mean, I hope they figure something out where they can contain this and get back to normal life before then. Like, the older population is just going to die. Freaking, hopefully, the younger, I mean, they're saying that the younger population will build up an immunity to this. Like, if you, the people that have got it and gotten over it, for the most part, they're not going to get it again. Like, I think there's been a few cases of people that have got it again.
Really? I don't know anything about this.
I heard a doctor talking about this. There's been a couple cases, but they, like, there's not good details on them yet. But, like, most people that have got it, they haven't gotten it again, and they're okay. And the people that got it again, I think they didn't get it as bad, and, you know, they were fucking, they probably got out of it again. They didn't die. You know what I mean? So, hopefully they can come up with a flu-type vaccine for this. But
they're working on it.
Everybody's working on it. Hopefully China doesn't put out a freaking new upgraded version of their virus.
Right? That's the scary thing, too, about viruses. They can mutate.
Mm-hmm. This is scum, though. Like, what if this is? What if this is their form of new warfare? Fucking trying to
germ warfare, dude. I mean, and it's a page out of old school playbooks, like germ warfare. Like, that's some ancient shit where they used to fucking like during like the plagues and stuff. They'd catapult the dead bodies of people who died from the plague into cities to get them to surrender, which is insane. That's fucking brutal.
So what would you do? We Lysol bomb fucking China or something like that?
Dude, I'm not kidding. China needs to get fucked up for this.
Dude, this is bullshit. They could have contained this to that freaking, to what's it called?
Wuhan.
They could have contained it to Wuhan.
Especially because they're a communist country.
Right.
They literally could have just been like, nobody's leaving.
Yeah.
Like, if you try to leave, we'll kill you.
Yeah, and then that's it. The thing fucking stays there, and that's it. They let this out. They kept trade going everywhere. Even if it got bigger in China, they could have made it so fucking everything coming out of fucking trade ships and stuff like that got fumigated, didn't have the shit on it, and fucking, they're a communist country. They should be able to avoid this stuff. They clearly fucking forced this on the rest of the world. This is their fucking plan.
Scum.
Fuck China. I feel bad for the Chinese people. I feel terrible for them. They're fucking,
I don't, fucking, I don't give a fuck destroyed about them. I don't care about China or its people. Man. Because they're the biggest polluters on the planet. Oh. They're they're fucked up. And I think their culture is fucked up. And someone can say, that's awful. And you're like, I don't care. I think they have a fucked up culture, and I don't like it.
You're not wrong. They do have a fucked up culture, and they do a lot of fucked up things, but I'm sure there's still good people.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure there's good people, but I don't care. I don't care about China, dude. I don't. I'm like, I'm not going to, and I won't pretend to care about it either. That's the thing. I'm not going to be like, oh, no.
I feel really bad for Hong Kong.
Oh, God. I do feel bad for Hong Kong. Jesus, they're fucked.
Who knows what's happening there?
I was gonna say, I guarantee you, all those protesters are dead.
They're dead. Any freaking
their families are dead. There.
It's bad. We'll never know. We'll never freaking
never know. We'll never find out.
Fuck communism, man. Damn it.
Fuck Carl.
Fuck Carl. Fuck you, Carl.
Oh, God. Yeah, now we're in a rough spot.
It sucks. I hope this shit fucking ends as fast as possible. None of this best case scenario stuff where this stuff ends over the summer and then fucking resurges in November. Freaking best case scenario, let's end this in a couple of months.
I'm not gonna lie, I really do think this is only the beginning. I think this is gonna get a lot worse. I think we're going to see numbers of infected in, like, the hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Mm-hmm. And I think the deaths will be, you know, like, say a million people get infected. I could see, like, 15,000, 20,000, 40,000 people dying.
Hopefully it's not good enough to infect the younger population. It's just freaking...
What do you mean? It does infect the younger population?
No, I like to a point where it's going to kill them. Hopefully if the younger pop... If, say if... Even if all the younger population gets it, fucking...
Who's to say we haven't already had it?
I don't know, but what if me and you are already... What if me and you already have it and we're already immune to it?
Great.
Right?
And it's time to go spread it. That's a joke, you fucks.
Yeah. We joke around.
But, yeah, no, it's, I really do. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. I don't think this is going to end anytime soon.
I don't know. I just hope this isn't the fucking... Even if we do end it, I hope this isn't just something that's going to keep happening. Because clearly if this was a planned thing, it's working.
I don't know. I mean, they the world... All of the world's economies have tanked because of this shit. Mm-hmm. Now the U.S. economy is storming back. At least today it is.
Yeah.
Fucking let's go.
I mean, it's gonna storm back eventually. Freaking, we're gonna lead the charge in the storm back of all the economies. Always. You know what I mean? But like, I don't know. How does this all end? Does it end in a war with China, like a legitimate war? Does it end with just sanctions against them or something?
I can see it ending with sanctions on them and
like UN sanctions against them and stuff like that. And freaking
maybe I feel U.S. sanctions mean more than UN sanctions. I feel like
the U.S. probably means more, but like
just because the UN doesn't have a military, they can't enforce anything.
No, but do you think multiple other countries have sanctions? Will have sanctions?
Against them? If we do it, yeah. Well, I think most of our allies would.
Like the majority of Europe and
a good chunk of them.
And other Asian countries and Japan for sure. Japan's fucked up. They're bad.
Yeah. You know what's weird? Have you heard anything about Russia?
Nothing.
I haven't heard anything about Russia. I know they closed their borders early.
They did close their borders early.
They were ahead of the curve with that. So, you know, maybe that's why. But. It's getting rough.
It's getting rough, man. But there are a few good things you can do with this. You got a lot of alone time at home, especially if you have no job. You can do stuff that you freaking wanted to always do that you couldn't do before.
Build something. Learn how to play guitar.
Yeah, pick up a language, learn an instrument, freaking you know.
Work out.
Yeah. You know?
All you people saying you don't have time
for
to work
now,
out.
You still got food. Fucking
for now,
you get shelter. you're all right. Learn to hunt.
Learn to hunt. You might need it.
Yeah.
Learn to hunt people.
Mm.
Oh,
that's easy.
It is very easy. God, imagine setting bait for people. How easy it would be.
Right?
Just put, like, money. Like, down.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Wild shit. Can't believe it.
I didn't ever see this happen in our lifetime.
No.
You got anything else?
Nope. I think that's about it for this right now. I'm sure there'll be more crazy shit happening the next time we talk to you people.
I am sure of that.
Thanks for all the listens, fellas. We're gonna go explore the world of Star Wars because it's a lot better than our world right now.
And, yep. They cast Rosario Dawson to play Ahsoka Tano in The Mandalorian Season 2.
Yeah!